and all his needs manifest instantly on the external. For example, a woman at sea awoke in the morning, hearing the fog horns blowing. A dense fog had settled on the ocean, with no apparent signs of clearing. She immediately spoke the word, "There are no fogs in divine mind. So let the fog be lifted. I give thanks for the sun." Soon the sun came out, for man has dominion over the elements, over all created things. Every man has power to lift the fog in his life. It may be a fog of lack of money, love, happiness, or health. Give thanks for the sun. Success. There are certain words or pictures which impress the subconscious mind. For example, a man called asking me to speak the word for his right work. I gave him the statement, "Behold, I have set before thee the open door of destiny, and no man shall shut it." It didn't seem to make much impression, so I was inspired to add, "And no man shall shut it, for it is nailed back." The man was electrified and went out walking on air. Within a few weeks, he was called to a distant city to fill a wonderful position, which came about in a miraculous way. I give another example of a woman who fearlessly followed a hunch. She was working for a small salary when she read my book, The Game of Life and How to Play It. The thought came in a flash to start a business for herself and open a tea room and a candy shop. The idea staggered her at first, but it persisted, so she boldly went forth and procured a shop and assistants. She spoke the word for supply, for she did not have money to back her enterprise. It came in miraculous ways, and the shop opened. From the first day it was filled with people, and now it is crammed jammed. They stand in line and wait. One day, being a holiday, her assistants became gloomy and said they could not expect to do much business. My student, however, replied that God was her supply, and every day was a good day. In the afternoon, an old friend came in to see the shop and bought a 2-pound box of candy. He gave her a check, and when she looked at it, she found it was for $100, so it was indeed a good day. $100 for a box of candy. She says every morning she enters the shop with wonder and gives thanks that she had the fearless faith that wins. Affirmations. The decks are now cleared for divine action, and my own comes to me under grace in a magical way. I now let go of worn out conditions and worn out things. Divine order is established in my mind, body, and affairs. Behold, I make all things new. My seeming impossible good now comes to pass. The unexpected now happens. The four winds of success now blow to me my own. From north, south, east, and west comes my endless good. The Christ in me is risen. I now fulfill my destiny. Endless good now comes to me in endless ways. I clap my cymbals and rejoice, for Jehovah goes before me, making clear, easy, and successful my way. I give thanks for my whirlwind of success. I sweep all before me, for I work with the Spirit and follow the divine plan of my life. My spiritual sporting blood is up. I am more than equal to the situation. I am awake to my good and gather in the harvest of endless opportunities. I am harmonious, poised, and magnetic. I now draw to myself my own. My power is God's power and is irresistible. Divine order is now established in my mind, body, and affairs. I see clearly and act quickly, and my greatest expectations come to pass in a miraculous way. There is no competition on the spiritual plane. What is rightfully mine is given me under grace. I have within me an understanding.